Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Celebrity Big Brother Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me this week is Asia. How you doing, Asia?
Hey, Taryn. I'm a little confused because I thought I was coming on here to talk about like preseason stuff for Big Brother Canada. I didn't know we were still talking about Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, unfortunately, the only way we could get anyone to do this podcast with us was to thinking that it was a Canadian Big Brother preview.
That makes sense. But,
you know, you're here now, so.
I guess I'll stay.
All right. Also with us here today is Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
Yeah, wait, I thought we were supposed to be talking about Big Brother Canada. That's how you got me here as well. What the heck, Taryn?
Yeah. I was hoping that by saying we, I would implicate you as well and that you'd feel too embarrassed to call me on it, but...
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm ready to talk Big Brother Canada at this point. I mean, I'm interested in seeing the finale just because, you know, it is the finale. Things can happen. It's good to see like the jurors come back and kind of discuss if they let them, you know, and so it'll be interesting to see how it all goes down. I'm very interested in seeing who's America's favorite player. I'm honestly more interested in seeing that than I am in seeing the winner. So, yeah, I mean, it's good that this is coming to a close, I think.
The only thing I'm nervous about, I'm kind of excited for the finale, just for the conversation after they vote. But I feel like because it's an hour, we're definitely not going to get the amount of content that we're looking for. And we're just going to be left disappointed. Like, why did they spend 30 minutes on the final HOH? So...
Why would they make every other episode like 2 hours and then make the finale 1 hour? And I get like, okay, scheduling, whatever, blah, blah. But like, figure it out so that you can have a 2 hour finale instead of 2 hours something else. Or make it so that you have the closest episode to the finale, like the episode right before it, be like jury questioning or like jury roundtable. Like, get rid of people. We don't need to see people in the house. Like, we don't need to see a live, like eviction on the finale night. Like, just have finale be, like, awarding the winner. And have the episode before be, you know, we're going to talk with all the jurors. We're going to give them the chance to question the final two or final three or whatever. We're going to do X, Y, Z, like, all these interesting things. Put all that in the episode before rather than nothing. And then, you know, I don't know. I just feel like the way that they've scheduled this is just, like, so wrong.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think they when they do have like a 90-minute or 2-hour finale, they really struggle to fill the time.
But that's their own fault for not doing it the way we keep telling them to do it, which is give the jury more questioning. Like, we don't need, like, you don't save the like winner reveal until like the very last second. Like, have the winner reveal and then you have like a reunion with people. I feel like this whole thing that they've been doing for years, and we've been over this and over this, is so wrong. And I'll stop now because I'm not going to like use up this whole like round table for Big Brother Celebrity to be like just me talking about how horrible the Big Brother finales are. But just, you know, like just know that they're already wrong just to begin with.
The real problem, Melissa, is that if we talk about it now, we won't have anything to talk about on the finale recap.
You know what? You're right. We need to save it. It's like save it for the other pod, like not save it for the pod, save it for the other pod. Okay.
I mean, it's a tradition at this point, time honored tradition that on the finale we complain about the jury questioning. Yeah. I did, Sharon Tharp, who's just doing such a great job.
She really is.
She's like our Big Brother, like insider. News correspondent, like inside, like interviewer. It's so great. It makes you feel like you're like a part of things and that you have like an inside, you know, line to these players and to like Julie and things like that. It just feels, it's so good to have her like on our side too, as like a fan.
Mm-hmm. So she talked to Julie, and she asked Julie about, like, oh, are we going to hear from the jurors a lot? Julie did say that she did confirm that the jurors are going to be brought back to the same room, But it did not seem like there was going to be a lot of time to, or a lot of space for them to talk. She said, you know, all the jurors get to say one statement before they stick the key in the box. And I think that will be a powerful part of the show when each one gets to say something to the final two.
So that's such a bad sign.
What she's saying is, yeah, there's totally going to be fireworks. You know how when they vote, they sometimes say like a sentence? That's the opportunity right there. That sentence is going to be banging.
It's so, I mean, those are like your chance to get in like a little one liner or something usually right. That make no sense or that like have nothing to do with anything or just like a little catchphrase they have or something. I don't know. But I want to actually hear them talk to the final two and ask real questions, not questions that are determined by production, not things that they just read off with zero emotion off of a card. Like, I mean, I don't get why they do that too, because it's like the classic moments of Survivor of like the, you know, the, if you were a rat or whatever, you're a rat and you're a snake or whatever that stupid Sue Hawk, you know,
if you were a rat.
If you were a rat and I was a snake and you were on the middle of the road, I'd be a snake. I don't remember it. But anyway, that whole famous one that was talked about for so long afterwards, even right now I'm talking about it, not well, but I am talking about it. And like, you know, that's the time that you get like those sound bites or those like famous like clips that people talk about is like when you have the honest, like, you know, dialogue between people who are in the final two and people who either like feel betrayed or feel, you know, what feel whatever way they feel. Like that's, you want that true emotion. You don't want just like someone reading off a card, like, you know, what did you do that was better than, it's like so boring.
Yeah, because honestly, for these like one-liners, the best we're going to get is I'm voting for the person whose game I respected. And then Todrick's going to be like, it's me. Mm-hmm. Definitely me. So, mm-hmm. And then we're not even going to get the real reaction if he were to get one vote. So, you know, I don't know. I can't say it's broken because obviously Celebrity Big Brother is different in that we are hearing from the celebrities now. They're out. They're talking to us. They're on Twitter. So we're getting their opinions about things. Mm-hmm. It's just that we're not getting that satisfaction of the people in the house hearing their opinions about things. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I at least appreciate that we can hear from them. They're not like cut off from us completely while being in the real world.
Yeah. And it's not like I want to hear somebody like berate someone else just to like make me feel good or something. Like, that's not what it is. It's like, I like to be able to get like somebody saying like, why do you think this was a good move for your game? Like to get me out, I was working with you or whatever. And then that person trying to explain it to them. And then them being like, do you see what happened with blah, blah, blah or whatever, or like bringing something in that the person doesn't know about and having them like react on the fly to that. I don't need somebody just being like, you're a bad person and blah, blah, blah. Like I don't care about that. I do care about like, you know, letting someone air their potential grievances with someone and letting the other person explain themselves, like, and seeing them either work it out or seeing them not work it out. And just like that sort of dialogue. Like, I don't know. I feel like I don't particularly love, I feel like over the years, like it's gotten to be where like, the fans tell one person from the pre-jury or whatever, like, you need to say X, Y, Z. You need to say all this stuff about like what she did wrong and why she's a bad person or whatever. And then they like prep this like pre-juror to like go in there and have like this monologue or something. And like, sometimes they like don't even air it. Like last season, I guess like they fans like prepped, like, I think Whitney to like go and like talk about misogyny or something. And it's like, I don't love that. Cause it's like, you just want to have like your chance to like, just, you know, lay into somebody. Like, I don't love that. But like when you're trying to vote for someone, like when the actual like jury is trying to choose someone to vote for, like there are certain things that they want to know. And if you're just asking pre-written questions from production, like you're not going to get to know the full picture of like whether or not you should vote for someone or not. Like, and it's not going to change your opinion as a juror. Like if you can have a quick dialogue with someone as a jury member, that might change your opinion and you might end up voting for them and it could influence the game. But if you're not allowed to say anything and you're just going to use whatever is already in your mind built up in the jury house, like you're not going to, I don't know. It's just not going to affect anything.
No. Well, we are here, of course, to talk about this week in Celebrity Big Brother. I have tweeted out a survey over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You still have a little bit of time. You have about 9 minutes if you want to go and complete the survey yourself. You can rate the remaining players. You can rank them based on who you like best. You can also let us know all of your ratings for the season as a whole, the feeds, the episodes, the competitions, the players, where you think the jury votes are going, and also who you're voting for as a juror, as well as who you're voting for America's Favorite Player. So we'll get some data on that as well if you help fill that out. But we will get into all of that. The last time we talked was a week ago. And Shayna had just left, right? On Monday night, and it was pretty anticlimactic, and it was looking like Carson was probably going to be on his way out the door. And we were saying Todd should really be taking a shot at Misha. And then he spent the rest of the week telling Cynthia and Lamar how they really need to take a shot at Misha. everybody couldn't believe how everybody else hadn't taken that shot yet. Of course, he didn't. Carson left. And then Todrick took the shot at Todd. He really, he really went for it.
We have reached our maximum Todd capacity.
Then Todd won the veto. Couldn't get out Todd. They took out Lamar. No good. And then it all came down to the double eviction where Misha won both competitions.
Oh my God. I'm so happy for you. You did great.
Wow. You're amazing.
And took out Todd Bridges. So we are now at the final three with Todrick, Cynthia, and Misha. As of right now, I would say still no real indication that Todrick would intend to cut Misha for Cynthia. I do think he still plans to take Misha to the final two if he were to win it, which means that basically Cynthia would need to win it if we don't want to see a Misha win. Cynthia would likely at this point take Todrick, which means she would win the game if she were to win that competition. And What a win that would be.
Right. That would be wild.
I mean, that would be perhaps the most like gold standard example of, you know, anyone can win this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Or like win a competition when it's most crucial for you. It's just like
right.
The exact end of the game. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't say I would be really happy if that happened just because I feel like as much as I like Cynthia, I just feel like she hasn't done anything. And if anything, she's done a lot of harm for her own game. And it really is a situation where it's like someone who doesn't deserve it, quote unquote, like winning. Whereas like if Todrick wins, like it's like I won't be happy because I don't love the idea of Todrick winning the way that he, you know, behaved. Well, yes, but I'm just giving example.
Yeah.
And but however, he did like play a good game in terms of like in the house style of game, not necessarily
getting
like
there.
Free style of game. Yeah, yeah, like getting there. He did that well, or he did it.
Russell hints him a little.
Yeah. And then if Misha wins, like I guess I probably would be most okay with a Misha win just because I do think that she played really well. I mean, like she should have been out long ago. It should have been like first boot, but she was able to really just like beast her way to the end. And not only that, it wasn't just like, oh, she has to win competitions in order to stay. People just like weren't gonna get her out. I feel like she did a good job strategically as well. And then I think in terms of palatability, I guess I think I would be happier with a Misha win than a Todrick win. So at this point, that's probably where I'm hoping this goes. But I certainly think a Cynthia win would be interesting.
Right. I think the fact that Taryn was able to describe the past three evictions in pretty much less than a minute and a half shows a lot about what we're working with here. But yeah, given what we've heard, given what we've seen, I'm totally content with a Cynthia or Misha win, since that's what we're definitely getting at this point. I think the only thing is, the only thing that's worth looking forward to is the reality setting in on Todrick about how his actions resulted in him losing, whether that's against Cynthia, whether that's against Misha. So I think that there is a zero chance that Todrick wins in any scenario. And that's the only thing that's kind of like, well, okay, I think the finale might be enjoyable to watch because we know that that is the case. And you can't knock Misha's wins. I mean, she did like winning the week one HOH and then being the beast that she is competitively. I mean, we have to give her props for getting to the end, especially she didn't have to like beat down people to get there. And then Cynthia, what an underdog story. The fact that she could be decent enough to people that people be willing to vote for her. And the fact that she just single-handedly ripped her game apart by just falling into Todrick's traps, you know, okay. I would be okay with her winning and she didn't play a great game by any means, but it's just like, at least I like her as a person. So, you know, that's kind of like, I guess that's where I'm at with these three.
Well, I did ask the audience a couple of questions in line with this. So I'm curious to see to lock down some answers from the two of you. First of all, as a jury member of Celebrity Big Brother 3, who will you be casting your vote for in order of your top preference to your least preference? And this is probably the same answer as who you would like to see win. What would you say, Asia? Who's your top pick? Who are you voting for?
Is this we're having to guess what the audience did or no, we're saying our own answers? Okay. I would say only because of Carson's HOH week, that gives Misha the edge over Cynthia for me. If literally Carson wouldn't have believed them if it weren't for Cynthia. She did really disappointed me that week, because she was basing it on nothing. So I would say Misha number one, Cynthia number two, and Todrick number three.
Yeah, I would agree with that because, you know, it just like in thinking of the way that I would want to vote, I would want to vote for the best game player, but I'd also want to vote for somebody who represents our season well, because that's going to be a person that you think about when it comes, like when that your season gets brought up. So like, I would want someone to represent us well. And I think that I don't, as well as I think Todrick played, I don't think he would be a good representative for like me if I was on that season. So I probably would do exactly that, vote for Misha and then Cynthia and then Todrick.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think you'd really have to put a gun to my head to make me. I do have Misha in the draft, so like, you know, there's that. If I was trying to search for a reason beyond that, I think that we need, like, the people who the physical threats who are winning a ton of competitions, like, they need to keep winning before so that somebody eventually realizes, oh, maybe we should change this. Mm-hmm. Either competitions more or we need to be targeting these players from the get go. If Misha, you know, loses and Cynthia wins, then, you know, I think you go straight into, you know, the next season, if anybody watched this season, without that sort of like imperative, that like, you know, you got to get these players out. The Mishas, the Xaviers, the Codys, the
Mickeys,
Jacksons, the Caseys, like it doesn't stop. You need to get these players out. And I feel like that message needs to continue to be hammered home.
Yeah, it's like the one chance they had was, I mean, we can only name two HOHs. I know it's such a short season, but Carson's HOH and Todd's HOH. And because of what Todrick did, Misha wasn't in danger. So that's what it's, I don't know. It's tough because it's like, I guess we are giving Misha the credit, the appropriate credit that's due. It's not like she was this great strategist. She just was a comp beast and they couldn't stop her.
If I were to if look at Misha as a player as a whole and not just this week, which we will be doing soon, I think the benefits to Misha are that she's, you know, she's good at competitions. At the same time, like, she is a like top level professional athlete who is still like
prime, in her prime.
Going up against one of the oldest average age casts, you know, ever. The competition is not exactly like top level here. But you know, she's good at the competitions comparatively. She was able to make a couple of key individual bonds, with Todd, Todrick, and Chris Kirkpatrick. And even, you know, to some degree with Lamar, at some point in the game. And those two things have really been her strengths. Strategically, her plans were a little, shaky. Socially, she was not great. She relied a lot on Todrick for the strategy and the sort of social, gathering of people to her and that sort of thing. But, you know, she does have a couple of things, to her credit. Cynthia, on the other hand, is kind of just like the positives to Cynthia's game is what she talked about, like her superpowers, that she's just such a non-threat, you know? And not on purpose, just kind of like, that's just, you know, like that's just, she's just,
that's it. Yeah.
Wasn't worth taking out.
Right. Which,
you know, will work for one person, but right. Not everyone.
Exactly. Like, clearly that wasn't enough for Lamar.
Yeah. Like, luckily for her, there wasn't somebody even worse at competitions. Yeah. Like, if there was, then she'd be out right now, you know?
Right. So, yeah, it's the only thing I can think of, which I guess someone pointed out in the chat, is that, well, we will definitely have our third winner that is a woman in Celebrity Big Brother. So that's unique.
That's interesting. Yeah.
No male winners for Celebrity Big Brother.
Interesting.
And if Todrick is in the final two, which it seems like he's locked in at this point, then it will be three in a row of a man losing.
Then it's going to be a curse. They're like, we have to get the women out. happens every season.
Please no.
So I ask the audience, you are a juror. Who are you going to vote for as a juror? I don't care about this whole in the event of it. It's a vote. A vote's a vote. The audience agreed with all three of us, really. They said Misha, number one, Cynthia, number two, Todrick, number three. And that coincides as well with who do you want to win the game? 53% of the audience said Misha. 46% said Cynthia. So it's actually pretty close. It's not like a runaway here. It's nearly 50-50 with 0.81% saying Todrick.
Like, I think at this point, is if it is a situation where Cynthia versus Misha in some odd scenario, right? Then if Cynthia does win, I think it's a matter of guilty by association. Like, they can't separate the two. And so when they think negatively of Todrick, they're like, well, Misha, they were a duo, dynamic duo the whole time. He was the one she was talking to all this time.
Well, I also asked the audience, who do you think will win? The results are dramatically different. 97.6% said Misha.
That's crazy.
1.9% said Cynthia. And yet another 0.4% said Todrick. So,
who are these people trolling? Because
I wonder if you asked this question like halfway through the season, if like Sid or if Misha still would have been winning. Like, I think that if you had asked halfway through the season, we probably would have said, yeah, Misha's probably the winner. Like, it's crazy. I mean,
we rated her highest last week by a large margin. She was the only person to get a 5 or above, and she was the next closest person was a 4. And that was Todrick, who we knew wasn't winning at that point. It was just like, he got bonus points for pulling off that whole Carson and Cynthia move. And this, you know, not to spoil the results of the stock watch this week, but I expect Misha is going to be the best buy again for the second week in a row. And then if she goes on to win the game, then she will have always, you just always buy Misha and you would have won the stock.
That's crazy.
What would happen here?
And there are people that did that.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll find out. So we can also talk, you know, Melissa, you talked about America's favorite player. I'm curious about this one because I do think that I feel like the casuals are going to be more on the side of Lamar. I feel like he's been more present in the episodes. I think that that Shayna has been kind of absent from the episodes for, you know, a good over a week. And even when she was there, like, I don't know that she popped in the episodes as much as she did like on the feeds and for the online fans. Mm-hmm. Where like in the episodes, the stars were kind of like Lamar and Catan, and like the people who are like really being goofy and making good, you know, funny content. So I was curious to see what our audience thought.
Is there a top three?
There is a top three. Do you want to guess the top three?
Yeah, I think it's Lamar, Shayna, Chris Kattan.
No, well, Kattan is not eligible
for even for America's favorite player.
Yeah, he was not on the list as far as
I've just been texting Lamar, so I had no idea who was in the running.
I was gonna say I've been texting Kattan. I was just texting Kattan the whole time. I didn't realize.
So a third one after that. Well, are they the top two, Lamar and Shayna?
Yes. Yes. Shayna and Lamar. I think it's definitely between the two of them.
Yeah.
I just texted my
Carson,
mom.
Carson, I guess.
Yeah, Carson. I just texted my mom to see who she and my dad would want to vote for. But I think part of the thing is that like they are casual fans. And they're certainly not pulling out their phones and voting for somebody. So like that's like the one thing as I would say is like even if the casuals are like, no, we love Carson or whatever. It's like, I don't know how many of them are going to be that dedicated to pull their phone out every day. Maybe they'll pull it out whenever they see a reminder on the episode, but like even then, maybe not. So that's the one thing as I would say is like, I do think that like the online community probably has more investment in actually voting. And the fact that it does appear that like, for the most part, Reddit and Twitter are united to vote for Shayna. I would think that probably has some sort of influence over it. And I certainly am using my two phones to vote for Shayna. So, you know, I'll that's all I'll say about that one. But I'll let you know when my mom texts me back.
Yeah, well, I said last week that I felt like Lamar would pull it out. I feel this week, given the course of the week and how fervent the online community has been that I've seen for Shayna, I actually feel like I do think Shayna is going to pull this one out. I just don't know that the as you said, I don't know that the casual audience is going to be engaged enough and focused enough. And I don't think I was expecting more of the online community to sort of like be like, Lamar's cool too, though. Maybe I should have realized like it's not really usually like it's kind of like no, how dare you? How dare you say Lamar? Don't you split our votes? people are very they're locked in here. So I think Shayna might take it.
I mean, honestly, why was the number so confusing? I felt like it was hard to text because it was like 2-1. What is this? And second of all, we do have to take into consideration fan base. So, you know, with Lamar putting on his Instagram, you know, do this. Yeah. Someone, Cam in the chat pointed out Lamar has 811,000 Instagram followers. Shayna has 350,000. So it could make a difference if people are just like, hey, I just want to support Lamar. You know, I don't even know what the show is.
It might have been too late though, right? Like he missed a few days.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
He was in the house still. So I don't know. We'll see, I guess. The audience here for this podcast said that they are voting for Shayna. 77%.
Whoa.
Only 11% said Lamar. So it's pretty united here. We'll see. We'll see what goes on there with all of that.
You know what I'm curious to know? I was thinking about this the other day. Is there any sort of pattern for our drafts for someone picking America's favorite house guest? Like, I'm wondering if, like, we went back and looked at all of our drafts, if you consistently pick America's favorite, or like I consistently
draft.
I do feel like I've had America's favorite.
Well, I know Rob
fairly had often, but you know, yeah. I mean that I don't think I always have it. No way. But I'm wondering if like there is some sort of like pattern of somebody constantly picking America's favorite or something.
Who had Kiefer? Does Canada's favorite house guest count?
We can see. Maybe it upsets the data points, but yeah, no, I was wondering about that. Because I couldn't.
Davon. Who had Davon?
Davon.
I don't remember.
I didn't.
Did Amon draft with us for Davon?
Remember.
I don't know.
I don't feel like I pick America's favorite, but I do feel like I consistently pick somebody that everyone thinks they're going to hate and then ends up loving.
I feel like I'm pretty good at picking winners that people don't like.
I would say that's pretty, that happens pretty regularly.
I think most of my draft wins have been...
people being mad about it.
Just to add to... Because especially when it was like I was the only person that had ever won and it was just over and over and I was just really rubbing it in. And in addition to that, it was like people didn't want to win.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, are you serious? Yeah. Yeah, I remember, I still feel like pride about like Dimitri's. And like picking him when everyone was like, oh no, he's like a bro douche guy. And then I was like, no, I see something. I see it. And then by the end, everyone loved him. So, you know, I feel like there's a few like that for me. Shayna as well, I think. Yeah. People were not interested in her.
I knew I was going to like her because I remember her from back in the day, Shayna. I was like, oh, she's going to be good TV.
Yeah,
it's just that we didn't get to see that side of her on this season. That's why I'm rooting more for Lamar to get America's Favorite Player. Because I know Shayna was done wrong. She was done dirty. But Lamar was so entertaining. And I just feel like this was the boost he needed because my perception of him changed by watching the season. I'm like, he's a great guy.
Mm. Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. My perception of him definitely changed. Yeah, I think that I would not be mad if he won America's Favorite. No way. I really like him a lot after this. I do think, though, that like from my perspective, I want to reward Shayna for like actually like playing. Like, I feel like as nice as Lamar is and like as entertaining in terms of like the silly moments he had and like, you know, the heart wrenching moments he had, you know, that stuff's entertaining, obviously, but I do feel like Shayna brought like the fire to the game and she actually like had a desire to play, whereas Lamar didn't really. So I feel like it feels wrong for me at least to like kind of reward someone who like didn't really care when someone who like really cared got out in such a like a bad way. That would be why I'm voting for Shayna.
I think that's fair too. It's it's all about like what do you want to sort of encourage in the future as well? Do you want people to come on the show and be like, I'm going to be the next Lamar. I'm going to be a big personality. I'm going to like be goofy. Or do you want somebody to come on and be like I'm playing hard. I'm here to strike big and use the veto on an HOH reigns that is against their will. Mm-hmm. Even though it's terrible for my game. what are you going to do? I asked the audience to rate the episodes this season. They started at a 6.2 in the first week, a 5.0 last week, down to a 4.5 this week. I actually think that's kind of fair. When I go and think about the episodes this season, There were some high points, strangely. There were a lot of low points, but I do think that there were a couple of good episodes. I actually did enjoy the clip show. You know, it did start kind of strong. And even the worst episodes weren't like terrible. They were just kind of boring in this way too. Like they were placed way too close to each other. They had like a more spaced out schedule. It might have been better, but I mean, that's me trying to say nice things about the episodes because I feel like we understand they've been bad.
Yeah.
The feeds have all 4.4 the first week, 4.1 the second week, 3.4, which at this point, in my opinion, is high, a 3.4 for the feeds, as somebody that's actually watching them, unlike probably most of the people who rated the feeds. maybe that's a compliment to me if you are relying on the updates and you're like, oh, they don't sound that bad.
Right.
Yeah. There's like no... There's nothing going on and there's no like reason to watch it is basically what it is. It's like, even if it's like, there's sometimes in the, like near the end of the season, it's like, well, it's pretty dull, but like it's, you know, it's good to watch it because at least you can get some like strategy or maybe like someone's going to talk about or like rehearse their like end speech or something. But I feel like this has been like just dead for so long and with no like real game talk. And I guess like there's been interesting moments where, you know, you have fun, like barely, but like fun, like interactions between people. But in terms of like strategy talk, that left like with Shayna, essentially. After that, there really wasn't any reason to watch.
Yeah, at certain point, I stopped watching feeds probably like a week and a half ago, even just trying to turn them on. And I based what was going on based on how many like updates I was getting on my Twitter timeline. And it was so few and far between. It was just like, okay, nothing's happening.
It's as if it's the off season and it's been that way for like 2 weeks now. And just like no tweets about anything. And I feel like for the most of the time when Big Brother like is airing, like, Twitter is going crazy all the time with new things that are happening or so-and-so said something or whatever. There's been nothing aside from like joke tweets about missing aunts named Shayna who need you to text this number or whatever. And like, or like, you know, people doing the Todrick exposed party or something, neither of which has anything to do with what's currently going on in the house. So, you know, it's basically dead right now on BB Twitter. And that's sad.
Well, Christina, who is helping out with the spreadsheet tonight and always very helpful. So thank you, Christina, is in the chat. She did a fact check for us on the drafts. She says that since Big Brother 20, Rob has picked 3 America/Canada's favorites, Tyler, Kiefer, and Tiffany.
Wow.
Melissa has picked 2. Tom Green and Nicole Anthony, and Amon did pick Davon. He's picked 1. I assume that means that I have picked 0.
You just picked the people hate.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, the people that people hate much more likely to win. There we go. I asked the audience to rate the season as a whole. Overall, in week one, in the first week of the roundtable, they gave us the season a 6. They felt pretty good. In week two, they gave it a 4.1, not as good. And then finally, overall, they gave it a 3.7.
It's fair. It feels fair because it's just like the writing was on the wall. I mean, we could have told you at the beginning of the season that Todrick and Misha were going to be in the final 3 just based on how the first week went. But then we always had that hope that someone would realize that. And the fact that half the house even knew what the game of Big Brother was, that, I mean, we just knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. What are you going to do? At least it was quick. Right. So I also asked the audience to rate the competition design this season. I tried to word the question differently to see if, because it's mostly just been around, it's hovering around a 5. I feel like the audience, I don't know. You can tell me. I don't know if the audience cares about this question or if they just genuinely think it's just average. Cause it's usually around the same. But I felt like the competitions have actually been decent, this season in comparison to some recent seasons. It did feel like a lot of them were winnable by people that weren't physically Mishas. And some of them were actually like decent to watch in terms of they were able to play at home, which I enjoyed there. The editing though is still terrible. So maybe that kind of balances it out. You know, what are you going to do?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I feel like I'm comparing them to like Big Brother Canada, and I feel like the production on Big Brother Canada is a lot more, I don't know, exciting or like interesting, and there is more unique like competitions in Big Brother Canada. I don't know. I feel like I'm not super impressed with the competitions. I like the idea that they're winnable by people that aren't, you know, super athletes, at least. It's supposed to be. I mean, I don't know. Misha's winning them all, so I guess I'm not really impressed with the competitions. I don't know.
I like
the fact that she's winning so many of them, and it's right. Like it just makes me think that there's something wrong with the competitions, and they're clearly not fair. So
I do think in this particular instance, it's more, as I said, like the casting than the competitions to a degree.
Yeah. And I also feel like they're boring.
I think
like they're just like boring. Yeah. I don't know. Like they're not exciting. They're not, and not to say that I like the regular competitions. Like I'm not trying to say they're like any worse. I don't like watching the competitions. I don't know. Just it gives me literally no pleasure. You could just literally tell me who wins and that's sufficient for me.
The ones I love are the ones that we play along with. Like I did enjoy the movie one, the HOH. I think that was really entertaining. And, you know, the seventh inning one where you follow the thing and the item and they change it up in ways I hadn't seen before. Those are the ones I do enjoy watching. But the ones that are like, even the tasting one, we couldn't taste along with them, but I thought it was clever and I thought it was it was nice hearing them describe it. But yeah, some of the other comps kind of fall flat, especially when they're not endurance comps. So I don't know, you know, what they could do to make that better, or if they were just adjusting since we know Heath was he wasn't on this season.
Yeah. I think this season was better than previous seasons, but previous seasons were really bad. And so like thinking about it, they were kind of hit and miss. I feel like there'd be a good one and then a bad one. Like just the other night, was it last night? Yes, it was probably, I liked the movie poster one. I didn't like the days one with the ball. Because nobody knew what the right answer was. I was like figuring it out in the moment, but like, I didn't study for this. And so it was like, they chose a bunch of different answers. I don't even know if they got what they were aiming for. What the right answer is. And it was just, it was not great. And then it very quickly was like a steamroll as well. So like that wasn't very interesting. And then, you know, you had like the tasting one, but then you'd have the run through the house to find the difference one. And it's like that was bad. And so it's very hit and miss in that way. And maybe, you know, again, maybe that does kind of average it out to around a five. I asked with Carson out of the game, what rating would you give him as a player overall? The audience gave him a 4.4, which I think is a little generous considering the move he made. But he wasn't bad at competitions and, you know, he's certainly personable and could win a jury vote. But I think that those things just paint him as a huge target. The ability to protect himself because of it. So if anything, that might make him a worse player in my eyes. So I don't know about that one. I'm not super high on Carson as a player. I mean, he's very funny. He's great in the DR.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that he's amazing socially, but I feel like that's as big as a threat as someone like Misha, who is amazing at competitions, because you're just like, well, there's no way I'm winning sitting next to this guy because everyone loves him. They don't just like him. Like, they love him. They just love being around him. But, you know, I think that, it, you know, given a different set, let's say there's no Misha and no Todrick, celebrities may not know that's a bad thing. They may not know that they need to get Carson out. They just enjoy being around him and they focus on someone else who they think, oh, you know, that person's winning a comp or two, then we need to get them out. So, you know, in a regular season, I could see that being a huge threat. But with given celebrities, you know, in the wide range of expertise in that house, they may not realize it as much.
So I did just get a response from my mom and my dad about who they would vote for America's Favorite Player. And my mom said, Carson, of course, everyone loves him, including me. Next, Christian Shayna, and sympathy vote for Lamar. And I said, well, but if you had to pick one, you would pick Carson? And she said, yes, in a big way. And I said, okay, what about dad? And she said, dad would go with Carson. Doesn't mean he's a good player. So apparently they would both of my parents would vote for Carson. They're not going to. And I think that's the key.
That's
they say that's who they would vote for if they were to vote, but they will not vote. They don't care that much. And so I think, you know, the other interesting thing is if you get one vote per day, I could see a situation where my mom like splits her vote. You know, she's like sitting there saying she wants to give a sympathy vote for Lamar and she wants to vote for Chris and Shayna. So like, I could see a situation where she's like, well, on the first day I'll vote for Carson and then I'll vote for this person, then I'll vote for and just kind of like not really thinking to like strategically place all your votes on Carson if you really want him to win. So I do think that Carson will get a significant number of the casual votes. The question is how many casual people are actually going to be voting.
I mean, I could definitely see, and it's sort of what happened in our poll, where basically, you know, Carson and Lamar kind of split the not Shayna vote.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar had 11%, Carson had close to 7, and Shayna had 77. So it is looking more and more to me like I think Shayna might take this one. And of course, like everybody's going to be like super, like they're probably not even going to show Todrick's face when it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everyone gets so excited for those moments because of the Frankie thing. But like, I feel like it hasn't happened since. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do? with Lamar out of the game, what would you give him as a player? They gave him a 3.5. I mean, it's, you know, you didn't even really want to be there.
Player used loosely.
Yeah. I think the more interesting one is with Todd out of the game, what rating would you give him as a player overall? The audience gave him a 5.2, which...
I feel it's kind of low.
Low, really? I thought it was high, considering he literally had the ability to probably clinch the win just by taking out Misha last week.
True.
He was like, nah.
Yeah, I feel like Todd was trying to balance loyalty by thinking like, okay, if I stick with them, I'm guaranteed final three. If I can just keep winning, then I can get myself to final two. And it was way too late when he finally clued in. But I'm like, if he understands that people are capable of lying to you, he plays a much different game, which at this point, he knows now that people are capable. So I think that would put him in a different position. But I guess they are rating him as a player this season, not just overall, right?
Yeah, I mean, and he also, I mean, he went out like not only feeling this way, but actively saying it to other players that Todrick will beat all of them and Misha is the easiest to beat. Saying that to Todrick, saying it to Cynthia, saying he was gonna cut Cynthia for Misha to take Misha to the end so that he would get Cynthia's vote against Misha. telling Todrick, you probably can't beat me, but you can definitely beat Misha. Like, there are a lot of things, even with the celebrity curve, I'm like, Todd, come on. I know that you were like the only opposition to them at this point, but that does not make you a 5.2 in my eyes.
Yeah. good points.
All right. Final question before we get to the ratings. You know, we're doing something a little different. Or no, two questions going over these things before, because what else are we going to talk about before the ratings? Jury votes. Let's go over jury votes. Pretty easy for the first two scenarios. Todrick versus Misha. The audience says that it's going to be an 8-1 vote for Misha to win, with America voting for Misha and Cynthia being the sole vote for Todrick. I missed this.
Actually, I lied. That's not the last question.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like, you know, unless we want to really get into the weeds about will Cynthia have enough time to realize she shouldn't vote for Todrick, I feel like we can agree with that. That's pretty likely.
Because you may think she may clue in with the questions, but we can't even guarantee that there will be a question that, I mean, but I also think that these celebrities, I mean, Lamar might go off script. He may not know that you just stick to the card. He may just say whatever he wants in the moment. So there could be a chance that she's like, whoa, but there's also a high chance that she's definitely going to vote for Todrick to win.
Todrick versus Cynthia, also an 8-1 vote, says the audience, with Misha being a vote for Todrick. And I think that one's even more likely. I don't think Misha's switching away from Todrick there. I mean, I guess if Todrick cut her, maybe, right? But I still think she'd probably vote for him.
He'd definitely be better.
The most interesting one, but seemingly the least likely, Cynthia versus Misha. The audience is pretty split on this one. They say they think Teddy will vote for Cynthia. They think Mirai will vote for Misha. They think Kirkpatrick will vote for Misha. They think Shayna will vote for Cynthia, but that one's pretty close, 56-43%. They think Carson will vote for Cynthia. They think Lamar will vote for Cynthia, another very close one, only 56%. They think Todd, with 51%, would vote Cynthia. They think America, with 59%, would vote Cynthia. So they think Cynthia beats Misha 7-2. Six to three, because Todrick would vote for Misha. But a lot of those are very close. Todd's vote, America's vote, Lamar's vote, Shayna's vote, very much up in the air there.
I think that's I feel like it would be closer than that. I feel like they're, but I guess that would make it maybe 5-4. I can't remember who, but I think there's one of those people would vote for Misha over Cynthia.
I mean, for instance, like Shayna, like Cynthia, you could argue that Cynthia has said worse things about Shayna than Misha has. And if Kirkpatrick is voting Misha, then I think Shayna would also be. I mean, I think they're voting together, right? And Shayna also, I think, a little more likely to vote, like, well, at least Misha won a bunch of stuff. And then America, I feel like, might lean Misha over as well. I don't know about Lamar. I feel like Lamar could either be like, well, you know, I like Cynthia, or he could be like, Misha was the best. She killed us all. So I really don't know, but it probably doesn't matter because I don't think we're getting this final two.
Right.
Final question. This one's for real. I just had them rank the players from their favorite to their least favorite. And surprisingly, not the same as who they would vote for to win and who they want to win. Cynthia actually came out on top in the favorite poll between the three of them. It went Cynthia, Misha, Todrick. There you go.
That makes sense.
All right. Let's get to the ratings. Let's get there. What we do here is we rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well we think they're doing in the game. One being the worst, 10 being the best. And here in the celebrity version, we are grading a little bit on a curve. But that has not prevented the ratings from being quite low. Anyway, here. Let's get into it. Last week we had an interesting layout where Cynthia was a 1, Misha was a 7, Todrick was a 4. And those are our top 3. We'll start with Cynthia here. How do we feel about Cynthia? Asia, let's start with you.
Oh, I feel like, you know, it seems so easy to give Cynthia a 1, especially last week. But this time she actually has a chance of winning. And a lot of the way that I look at these is, you know, chance of winning and then just how great you are as a player. Of course, we have the celebrity curve. So given that, it makes me want to bump her up a little bit more. Of course, you know, drop her in any season. She may do this well too, because she has, because she's not a threat. So why waste your HOH on her? So given all of those things, I'm going to rate her a 3.
All right. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know if this is like, has this happened before where we give someone a 1 and then we like say, actually they could win, and we end up like giving them a much better score. I feel like, I feel like everyone who had Cynthia stocks, like, were like, oh God, get rid of these. And now it's like, oh wait, actually you might earn something with this one. Yeah, I feel obviously a lot better about Cynthia's chances now. I had no idea she was going to end up, you know, in this position. But yeah, so I'm wondering if I should even give her like a 4. Not that she's that great, but the fact that we were talking and saying that like if she ends up in the final 2, like she really has a chance of winning. I think the question though is can she make it to the final 2? Because the odds of her doing that, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily see her winning a competition. And then I also don't know if I see Todrick or Misha in the way that they've been playing the game, cutting the other one. Like I could see them, I just don't think that would play well in terms of their whole like, oh, we're playing with integrity. And then, oh, by the way, my number one ally, I'm cutting you at the final 2. Like, I just don't know if I see that happening. So I think Cynthia would need to win in order to get there. And she has not had much luck with that so far. So I think I'm going to just give her a 3. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I think that basically she needs to hope that there's a crapshoot and then hope that she wins the crapshoot. right. Like that's kind of her win. And I would give her a 3. I think I might even give her a 4 if there was anything there. Like if she was like, well, okay, I get it now. I got to take Todrick because he's the easier one to beat. And nobody's going to vote for him because he's been so mean. That's not why she's taking time, as far as we're aware, right? Like, maybe she's saying something different in the DR, but, from what's happening, you know, in the house, she is like, Todrick, you're so amazing. I can't believe you did this. You have done such a great job. And of course I wouldn't cut you in the end. You know, you deserve the win. That's where she's at right now. You know, she would vote for him if she's in the jury, even if he cuts her. So it's like, you know, this isn't even a Todd situation where it's like, okay, I screwed up before, but now's the time to go. She's fine. She's like, I'm fine. If I leave, I'm good. And so for that reason, I mean, in the game, it's possible, but yeah. She's basically done almost everything in her power to stop that event from happening. So if it does, it's just, you know, it's truly an act of the child of God, Claire, that made it happen. that's where I stand. The audience gave Cynthia a 3. They were with you guys.
All right.
Just barely, but they did go for the 3. So Cynthia actually is going to make some money here. there, moving up from a 1 to a 3.
Good for her.
So that means, I think the only, probably the only profitable people, Misha and Cynthia all season. All right. Let's talk about Misha. Melissa, what are your thoughts on Misha?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, she seems to be the likely winner. And she's really not given even anyone a chance to get her out. So, yeah, I feel really good about her game. I think it's hard also, though, because I don't feel like she's really done anything strategically to get her there. It's been really all just winning competitions and then having Todrick, you know, seemingly do the thinking. But because she hasn't really done or said anything that's very, you know, bad, I guess the jury will probably, I mean, will almost definitely vote for her to win over Todrick. I don't see any anti-Misha sentiment really online from the jurors. I see a lot of anti-Todrick sentiment. So, yeah, I absolutely see her winning this one. I think, you know, like we said, the only way she really doesn't win is if Cynthia gets to the end. Maybe then Cynthia gets the votes. At the same time, I don't necessarily feel comfortable giving her, you know, a 9 or a 10, just because I'm not really seeing the gameplay from her. And it, to me, like, it's not just about winning to me. Like, when I'm rating these players, it's not just like, oh, if you're going to win this game, you automatically get a 10. Like, I don't think that that is the way that I rate people. So I think for me, like, I'm not seeing the gameplay aspect of it. And so because that's missing, even though she is likely to win the game, I really don't feel comfortable giving her more than an 8. So I'm going to give her an 8.
All right. You know, for me, I do think that she is, you know, very likely the winner here. You know, the audience is 97% sure she's going to win. You know, that said, is she doing great in the game? Not really. I mean, she's in a spot where, like she should really be working on Cynthia. She kind of like doesn't have a ton of faith in herself to win overall. She's just kind of staying loyal to Todrick. And she's kind of letting Todrick run circles around her in terms of, again, positioning. And that's not great. And even just like winning that veto competition, that Todrick was gonna win. She didn't need to win that. She could have let Todrick have that one, give him a little bit of an ego boost, make sure he's not thinking of her as too much of a threat. But that's just not really, Misha. I feel like I've got to go with a 7, for Misha. That's what I gave her last time. I felt really good that she was probably going to win last week. I feel really good that she's probably going to win this week. It's not that different. It's a 7 for me. And it was a 2 for Cynthia earlier as well. The audience, they actually agree with me on this one. They gave Cynthia a 7 as well. So Asia, how do you feel about Misha?
Yeah, when I think about Misha and her this season, I think that the other people could easily, without any Big Brother knowledge, see that they could recognize that they needed to get her out. So if she did not have Todrick, she very well would have either been nominated, or she was nominated, but she would have had a higher chance of going out sooner than making it to the end. But she always is going to be capable of winning comps, I believe. We can't deny that. So, and then she's not terrible socially. She's not great. She's not good, but she's not atrocious. She talks to people, has conversations, laughs. So, I think that, yeah, with this celebrity curve, I'm going to also give her a 7.
There you go. You know, again, for those asking, it's not just about win equity. That is not, the ratings, that everybody has their own criteria. But for me, you know, things like how they are performing do also matter here in the game. And that's why it's a 7 from me. And let's talk about Todrick. Let's talk about...
Do we have to?
Let's talk about Todrick. I gave him a 3 last week. And I said that the 3 was because of the move that he made. He did a big move. He saved both him and Misha, basically made sure that Misha was going to win the game, but that he had very little chance of winning. We, at this point in the game, I feel like are 100% sure that Todrick is not going to win the game. So in terms of win equity, it's as low as it gets. In terms of placement and positioning, again, he's done not the worst job. He's done some basic work in terms of keeping Cynthia around. I think that was a good play. I think the fact that he's locked Cynthia in to bring him to the final two, over Misha, even though she's been told time and time again that he's the harder one to beat, and she genuinely thinks it. I mean, that's good. But it can't override just how terrible he is at managing the jury, especially for a Celebrity Big Brother season. You know, it's time. He's got to have a 1. He's not winning this game. And it's entirely due to the actions that he is, you know, actioning here in the house. So it's a 1 from me for Todrick. The audience disagrees, though. They gave him a 3. So, Asia, where do you stand?
Yeah, Todrick. Yeah, we know he has no chance of winning. So with that, then we take into consideration everything else. Just like even most recently, why? Kick Lamar when he's down. Like, we already know that you were going to vote him out and you had to make an ordeal about it just to vote sweet Lamar out. Like, it's all a show and it's just pointless. And he has no concern about the jury and no concern about the fact that he is on live feeds, even though he is a proclaimed super fan. And just no idea that the people that are voting for you are seeing you. They can go back and see the things you said before. It's not just, oh, they're seeing from that point forward, or they're not going to care to look because they didn't watch Big Brother in the first place. No, of course they're going to look at the show that they're on right now and then listen to everybody else telling them everything that has happened up to this point. So it's just the fact that he cared so much in the house to go to whatever extent to make it to the end. He had such a lack of care for the people that he was, you know, playing, you know, and it's okay to play. It's okay to strategize. It's okay to deceive in the Big Brother house, but just to be malicious about it and then not recognize that this is Celebrity Big Brother. Because I already know we are going to hear him say, well, if I was on a regular season of Big Brother where the jury was sequestered, I would win. So it's just like, give me a break. So I'm definitely giving him a 1.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that he's playing the game. I mean, Big Brother Celebrity is a very different game than regular Big Brother. And he's not taking, or he's seemingly not taking that into account. He's not thinking about the fact that the jurors are going to talk. They're going to see social media. They're going to see the feeds. They're going to see the episodes. They're going to know everything that's going on. They're not going to want to vote for someone who's bad mouthing them when they're when they're outside the house. I just feel like he's not thinking about that. And even though he is playing a good game with his, you know, actions in the house in terms of like he wins something, he partners with someone, he makes a deal with someone, he tricks someone, you know, that is all good gameplay for Big Brother. But it's the things that he's saying and the way that he's behaving and the things that he, you know, has said about the other house guests that are really just not good gameplay for this type of season. It's like if you went to, you know, play Big Brother UK or whatever, and you played it exactly the way you'd play Big Brother Canada. You know, it's like you can't do that. There's very, very different, you know, things that go into these games and ways that you win. And so I think that he just didn't, for whatever reason, didn't take that into account. I don't know why or what he was thinking. I don't know if maybe he thought, maybe he forgot that the jury wasn't sequestered, or like maybe he like thought that the jury would, you know, I don't know, recognize his gameplay and really just like want to reward, you know, just like, I don't know, this sort of style, or just like, you know, not feeling, not caring, just like, you know, balls to the wall gameplay, you know, I don't know, but I don't know what he's thinking, but I don't think this is a good winning strategy. So yeah, I don't know if I want to give him the one. I think I'm just so used to the idea of like, well, you know, there's a chance, but I do feel like with, and that's what it is in the normal season. It's like, even if we think that this person is not going to win, like there's always a chance, but it does seem to me that, you know, if we're seeing like all the members of the jury create like anti-Todrick text groups, you know, like clearly it's not going to go well for him. And I don't really see anything that he does convincing anyone, oh no, we should vote for him. So, oh God, I'm torn between a 2 and a 1, to be honest, because, you know, there is always a chance, but it just seems like there really isn't. Yeah, I guess, it's hard because he's also got Cynthia to agree to take him to the end. So it's like, he does have that. Like, he does have some good things he's doing in the house. It's just that this vote is not happening for him. Okay. Yeah. I guess I'll just go with you guys and give him a 1.
I was calling you Lamar and telling you that we're on live television.
No, you have to wait till I start like eating my home thumbnail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, speaking about like, there's always a chance. I don't think there's ever been a time, at least since we've been podcasting, where somebody has been drawing this dead, this, like, we can confirm Todrick will not be winning Celebrity Big Brother 3. Like, that's pretty rare, especially in the final three, where it's often, you know, well, who knows? The jury could maybe go another way. And you know, you might say like, oh, well, Celebrity, you have the additional benefit of like getting to see these players on social media and stuff. But even in Celebrity Big Brother, people didn't know for sure that Ross would lose. I think I was saying that I thought he might, that he would lose, but I think a lot of people were still expecting like, oh no, they'll get over it. They'll vote for Ross. And then in Celebrity 2,
he shouldn't have lost.
Well,
I'll throw that out there. He should have won.
In Celebrity 2, I was wrong. And I was thinking, well, surely what happened to Ross will happen to Tamar. But then that didn't happen. But here we are. And I mean, I don't think anybody thinks that he has any chance of winning. There's no, but like, we all him. Know.
And. Except for him.
Yeah. Him and Cynthia, Misha, are the only three people in the country, in the world who think that he's going to win Celebrity Big Brother. So there you go. Those are the ratings. Let's see. Do we have an updated leaderboard at this time? Let's check. I think we do. I think we do. Let's check out the leaderboard. Wow, we do have somebody in first place. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know how this happened. Oh wow, this is interesting. Okay. All right, let's pull this up. Here we go. In first place, Brendan Lieberman has pulled out ahead of the crowd that is tied for second. There are, it looks like, something like 13 players tied for second, but Brendan Lieberman comes out in first, the only player to do this, because Cynthia went up from a 1 to a what, a 2, or what did she get? to a 3. She made some money. And Brendan actually put some extra, the extra money in on Cynthia, as opposed to everybody else that stuck entirely with Misha.
That's crazy. If he didn't do that, he would have not even been in first place. Like, I mean, or if not, he if he didn't tied. Do that, but no, I'm saying if we didn't vote or give her a higher score, like if her score didn't go up, yes, and he like threw a couple votes to someone else, he wouldn't have been tied. He would have been in second or whatever.
Wow. Right. He would, it was a risk because if Misha had either been evicted,
right,
or had stayed a one and gone down, then he would have been out of this whole thing, but he took the risk.
Oh man.
It's looking like he might.
Wow.
Now,
wow, that's
impressive. The whole market could crash if Cynthia wins the game, which is not right, a zero possibility. But there you go. By it looks like 60 cents.
Wow.
Out in front, followed by a few people tied for second, then a few people tied for 17th. Let's see here. I did go in on Misha, as I imagine most people did. So I can't imagine I managed to move up much here. Melissa, what did you...
I don't remember, but I think I did Misha and like Todd or something.
Well,
which like could have gone well for me if we like had the stock watch more often.
Yeah,
we did do pretty well for a like hot minute, but
yeah, if we had done the ratings like at the height of Todd's powers,
right? Yeah, so I was like, "Ooh, this is looking good for me," and then I was like, "Nope."
I really did think there for a second, because if that double eviction had gone another way and Todd had won that veto and taken out Todrick, then I think that both Todd and Cynthia would have shot way up, mm-hmm, in the Stockwatch rating. Maybe not Cynthia, considering Todd was going to take Misha. So never mind. But Todd would have shot way up. I did think for a second there that Todd was going to be.
Do you think if Todd brought Misha to the end, do you think he would win? Or do you think she would still win?
I don't really know. I feel like Todd would probably win. It's honestly hard to say. It did feel like he was getting a lot of underdog energy there. I think he would have won, but who knows?
It also would have been one of those situations where if Todrick was out of the house, he would have been campaigning hard for Misha, which would turn off more people, mm-hmm, if they were even leaning her way.
That's totally true.
We may not be able to check the other standings here, as the the site has been overwhelmed.
Everybody needs to not check it while we are on here. It's like, don't you see? We're trying to put this on a podcast. You guys can check it later.
They want to see where they are.
They're curious too.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know if I really moved anywhere here. 232nd place with $236. Let's see where Melissa is. Asia, what did you do? Did you do anything?
So I took a new approach this season, and I entered the market, but never bought or sold. I figured that would be safer.
So you might actually, I think you're going to be ahead of me.
Probably be ahead of me too, honestly. Probably $0.
Let's see. I moved up 43 places.
That's pretty good.
Melissa is... Oh, look at this. You've got two more Melissas have fallen below you.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Five shares of Misha.
Yeah. I bought too late. She was too expensive.
We'll check out Asia. You moved up 106 places. You lost $9, though.
But I went up.
More people lost more money. Okay, so Asia, you're not ahead of me. You're at 220.
Is she ahead of me?
309th place. She
yes.
Yes, far ahead of
me. I need to do that strategy next time, honestly.
She has nearly three times, or actually just almost exactly three times your net worth.
See, this is why gambling is bad.
Right? Just be safe.
She could just keep her money. I have no money. I have no money and I look stupid, you know. I should have just kept it. Not participated.
All right, so you I don't think you, it looks like you didn't move anywhere. You're just 220, that's it. All right, so there we go. That's what we got this week for the Stock Watch for the roundtable. And that's going to be it for the season, with Big Brother Canada starting up next week. And you know, this season, we're not going to be doing any more roundtables for Celebrity Big Brother. This is we had to stretch to get this one to an hour. there's not going to be anything additional that we need to really talk about that can't be talked about on the finale recap. So we're going to be heading straight into Big Brother Canada 10 next week. The cast might be dropping tomorrow, as far as we know. Be prepared for that. There's going to be some roundtables ready to go for Big Brother Canada and a Stock Watch that will last more than 3 weeks. So we'll have some fun with all of that. Any final thoughts, Melissa, on Celebrity Big Brother?
You know, I still do really like the format of Celebrity Big Brother in terms of the quickness of it all. I think there are certain times that the normal Big Brother season feels like it drags. And so I do love the, you know, there's no time to, you know, sit and like stew, you know, you kind of just, it's one of eviction, you know, something's happening all the time. And I feel like I do really like that, because it allows, or at least it invites more big moves, more gameplay, more, you know, more strategizing for the most part. So, you know, I do really like Big Brother Celebrity. I feel like this season was certainly not as good as the first season, for sure. And then even the second season, which I didn't particularly enjoy, the second season was better. So, you know, that's not a great ringing endorsement of it. But I will say that, you know, I think it can be done well. I just think you need to find the right people. And I think you need to find people who actually like want to play and want to be there and, you know what they're getting into. And I feel like it's probably hard to find people like that, especially after seeing the first two seasons. I mean, even Lamar was saying like he had no idea what he was getting himself into and that he wouldn't have done it had he known, which I guess is not great. But you know, if they can find the right people, I absolutely would love to see Big Brother Celebrity again. I know a lot of people are saying like, oh, call it a failed experiment, just forget it. I like it. I'm interested in seeing more. You know, obviously this season wasn't what we had hoped for, but I really do think that, you know, with the right mix of people, this can be really, really fun. And I feel like it's a lot like less stressful for me, I think, than a normal season. So it's more just fun and more like, you know, it goes quickly. So you don't really feel bogged down and you don't feel like it's taken over your life for too long. So I would welcome it back for sure. And I'm certainly interested in watching the finale and seeing how it all goes down. So yeah, those are my.
I mean, yeah, there's still like the track records. They're 2 for 3. Like,
right. I think, you know, it was nice to have a dose of Big Brother, especially the fact that we don't have to wait until the summer for more Big Brother. I'm so excited about Big Brother Canada. And, you know, there were days where I completely forgot about Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. And my mom would text me and say, oh my gosh, did you see what happened on the feeds? And I'm like, oh no, let me catch up. So thank you, mom, for keeping me tuned into the season. I'm so glad that it, you know, it flew by. I mean, that's the one positive. Right. Could you imagine us watching this cast over 3 months?
No.
Like, that would have been miserable. But yeah, like you said, Melissa, if it comes down to casting the right people, and I know they want a wide range. We want super fans. We want people who know very little, just like the regular season. But even in the regular season, those people still care about winning the prize at the end. Like, they, even though they didn't know Big Brother, they still want to take a check, you know, but this with celebrities are like, I could do without it. I can just go home. It's okay. So just finding the right people that would be entertaining enough, that care enough. I think I've seen people, I don't know if we've talked about it on here or I've seen it somewhere else, where it's like, if you make it for charity, maybe celebrities would care more because they're like, okay, I'm doing this for, this is for something bigger than me. You know,
I heard the suggestion that we came up with, which was like having every week that you stay, you get that money for charity. Like you still get you still get the money at the end. The prize goes to you. But like throughout, like for every week that you stay or every competition you win or whatever it is, like, you know, getting you through it. You get a certain amount that goes to your charity instead of a stipend for you, because that, you know, it seems to us, or at least what they were saying, that like the $5,000 they get each week or whatever is like nothing to them. So they're like, well, exactly. I got $100,000 for walking in the door. That's enough. I'm done. I don't need that anymore, right. You know, but if you say $1,000 or $5,000 every week goes to a charity of your choice, maybe it makes them want to stay. Because they certainly can't say like, I don't care about that. I'm going right. home, you know?
Exactly.
So maybe.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's what we got for you for the roundtables for Celebrity Big Brother season 3. make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for the final live feed update of the season. Make sure you tune into my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong for I'll be watching live with all of you. And then after that on the Twitch channel for RJP or YouTube, if you want to watch it there, we will be recapping the finale of Celebrity Big Brother 3. And then again, next week, Big Brother Canada. It's coming right up. If you want to get ready for Big Brother Canada, I have a new Taryn show dropping at some point today in the next 24 hours with the Poutine Poppy himself, Anthony Douglas. Will be joining me for the Taryn show. And I've got a couple more Canadian guests on the way as well to kick off the Big Brother Canada 10 season. So make sure you tune in for all of that. I'm also talking about Raised by Wolves with Josh and Grace over on Post Show Recaps. And you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn and all of that good stuff. Asia, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. Thank you for having me on for the first and the last Stock Watching season. It's been a blast. You know,
it feels like you were just here.
Right. It feels like it. You can catch me podcasting about Married at First Sight weekly with my awesome co-host, Jason Reed. And then also Love is Blind, talking about season 2 with my awesome co-host, Mary Kwiatkowski. And you can find all of that over on robhasawebsite.com/firstsightfeed.
And you can, of course, find Melissa at It's Melissa with 3 A's. Three A's. That's how long 3 A's take. Do your research.
I mean, you just have to believe there's so many.
Do your history.
I mean, if you do your history.
I did
that. Do your history. Do your history.
Do your history. 3 A's. It's so 3 A's. On Twitter and probably other places as well.
Yeah, all social media.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us all season long here on the roundtable for these 3 weeks. And we will see you very soon in Big Brother Canada 10.